Yud Tes Adar, Sunday the 15th of March, Rabbi Yossi David, Kisiso, Pesach and the Virus. It's about as topical as it goes. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim of Daniel Richman and Chaya Weiss, which Mitz Hashem will take place in good health this week.
Amen. Asked me what the topic is. I didn't know whether to continue the topic, which everybody's discussing in the homes, and they're discussing, I mean, they're meeting each other. Seems to be a very topical theme. Yeah, but we'll try and focus on a question. But before that, I'd like to give a little insight, which is connected to this week's, last week's parasha, Parashas Kisiso. Maybe we'll connect it to the idea which is very widespread now of people accumulating lots of chometz for after Pesach, thinking that there won't be anything in the shops afterwards, especially products like spaghetti, which they can store it for a long time, it won't get spoiled. So we do know that there's a heter of mechiras chometz, but the question is, how far do we go with it? Do we lechatchila buy stuff when we're not really buying for business? So we'll try and cover the topic a little bit, as much as we could. But prior to that, I'd like to give a little insight to Parshas Por and then to Kisiso about the Indian of Ayin Hara. It says, a lot of chachomim and big nevim coming along and saying, we predicted what's going to happen, and they're sending around, and I want to tell you that this is where social media comes and damages, yeah, and puts people into some kind. No one is giving the next prediction. No, so what's going to be after? How quickly will it go? No one is going that. But Be'ez Hashem, when it'll go, there'll be a lot of chachamim. I'm going to tell you that they knew exactly what it meant. But I'm sticking to Bana Musa a little bit, connected to this week's parasha. By the way, Parsha Zohar and Parsha Sparo. I came across a beautiful Pirkei Eliezer. Because you start wondering and you start thinking, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to finish off Amalek, he should have done it himself. Why trouble us every year and tell us, Zoch es Asher Solech Amalek? You're not doing it properly. Do it. You did it to Zdoim Va'amayra, which probably they were less worse than Amalek. You wiped them off completely. There were many nations which don't exist anymore. Should have done the same thing to Amalek. So every year, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Zohar, Zohar, Zohar. Yeah? Parshas Parah, Jesus says, Doraita, no? Shulchan Aruch brings Yeshayimim. That's Doraita, Parshas Parah. And you wonder, what's going on here? What exactly do we have to now, the purification, which process which we have to go through, if we Chalila come in contact with Chalila Emes, then, you know, Zashut Parshas Parosh Bidoraisas, the Pirkei Eliezer and Perek Mem Dalet, fascinating. He goes through Parshas Zohar, he goes through the story of Amalek. And he says, why is Parshas Zohar mentioned in Chumash Dvorim? The mitzvah of Zohar is Asher Asolecha Amalek happens to appear in Kiseitze. It doesn't appear in Beshalach when it took place. How do you notice that? Not Lechinam. Not for nothing, Chazal u'Koyvea, that section, and not the story of which you read on Purim morning. Yeah? And the reason for that is that Sefer Dvorim is Sefer Techochos. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking the Jewish people. Says the Pirkei Eliezer, if I'm going to tell the Jewish people directly that you've done wrong, I'll be embarrassing them. And therefore, when I'll give them Teichoch, I'll give them Beremez. We find in the beginning of Dvorim, that's how it was. Says the Pirkei Eliezer. Prior to Zohar es Asher Osa Lecha Amalek, we find clearly that the Yiddish Jewish people question the Yesh Hashem Bekirbenu. Is Hashem amongst us? So really, the big Avera was when Am Yisrael started feeling Is the Shekhinah present? Is the Shekhinah involved with our lives? Is Hashem with us? Am Yisrael questioned that question before Amalek came to them. It's not about Amalek. It could have been any other nation. It's not about Amalek. It's about us. If we question Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? And when a person questions Emunah a little bit, questions Hashem's involvement in his life, Bekirbenu means Bekerev Kol Echad Ve'Echad, then Amalek has an Achiza. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to rebuke the Jewish people for Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu. But he says, but if I tell them, I'll be Megaleponim. That's the Lashon of Pekir. Megaleponim. I'll reveal the true faces. And I'll be embarrassing them. And Amal bin Pnei Chaveiro, and Lachelik Lohen. Rabbi Pekir Blizzer says this. Perek Mendalit. And therefore I'm going to tell them, you know what? Remember Amalek. And then understand. Amalek means, oh, Amalek. You know why Amalek came? Because Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu. So it means Parsha Zohar. It's all about remembering Hashem, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu. I think in such times, we have to exercise that, and we have to feel that. Generations have passed by, I can say generations already, decades of years of us relying on the world of medicine, on the doctors and professors and scientists, thinking that they can literally find the cure for everything they want. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu really a necessity to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in day to day? No! There's a system in the world! Yes! Everything is running alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every so often, it's a big tele, you know, it's, I know you know in the mood of Purim, but it says in Pirkei Avos something strange. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and it says, he told us, how do we do both? A strange question. What's one going to do with another one? So the Pirkei Avos says, Moshe answered them, you can have a koishel kunditun and a koishel chometz. You can have a cup of sweet wine or a cup of vinegar. What's the Pirkei Avos saying? Zocher is Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. Shabbos is all about remembering the Kodesh Baruch Hu, remembering Hashem's involvement in the world. We sit and rest one day a week. We have no melacha, no business, nothing. The world is running. Who's running the world? All of a sudden we are resting and the world is still going on. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu is happening every Shabbos. They are constantly, but at least on Shabbos you exercise that. And how do we do Kiddush? With a cup of wine, sweet wine. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want to remember me with a sweet wine and a doime? Then do Zohar Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. But you don't want to, I'll give you a bit of vinegar to drink. And that's Amalek. When we forget that Hayesh Hashem Bekirbenu, we have to remember Hashem in other ways, Chalila. And therefore it's time we pull our socks up. I say the same thing in Parshas Poro. Parshas Poro, we are reading it to remember the Chet HaEgel. Because we don't want to embarrass the Jewish people. The concept of Tumah came to the world after Chet HaEgel. We brought it on ourselves. And if you're talking about Chet HaEgel in this week's Parsha, you see, so I talk about Ein Hora a little bit. So Ramot Chemila speaks about it in this week. He wrote in his Sefer. And it's something which people ought to consider this. I'm going to say something which might cause a little bit of discomfort. I mean, I may be wrong. Again, I'm just sharing it. The idea of making big noise for Kavod HaTorah, for Siyumim, and all these things. Making a big balagan, a big noise. It says at the end of this week's, last week's Parsha, Kisisa, then it talks, Psoy Lecha, Shne Luchot Avanim Karishonim. We read it in the Tanis. Ve'ish lo yale imach vel megamish alira v'chol ha'ar. But the second Lucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please, don't get anywhere near. Don't tell anybody not to come anywhere near. Just come by yourself. You know what happened the first time? The first time there were Lord Koilos and Brochim, big balagan, big noise. Nishtabru aluchas. The luchas broke. Ain harash shalta bahem. That's what Rashi brings. Pele. I'm sharing it with you because I want you to explain it, try and explain it to me because I'm not understanding this. We made the balagan, we made the big rush. Kodesh Baruch Hu did. Why is it Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu by the second luchos, don't make a big noise, please, no one should come up. because it's Ayin Hara. But the concept, the idea of making a big noise, even for Torah, En lecha davar yafe min hatzniut, Rashi ends off. There's a concept of tzniut, and this is our day-to-day life. If people will live a little bit with more modesty, with more tzniut, and the concept of Ayin Hara comes when we credit ourselves in situation where not necessarily we ought to be credited. We haven't done anything for it. We haven't done anything special for it. Rav Destel explains in length the concept of Ayin Hara, beginning of the Parsha. V'lo yeh b'hem negev ifkod otam. Give machzit ha-shekel, should be a negev. Mata Levi could have done it. But we see clearly the Levi were counted separately and they were counted one by one. To the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, how will I go into the tents? Oh, I'll go and count the babies. I can't go in. Yeah, in those days, there wasn't a lounge and a this. I can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, I said Shelcha. You do your standard there, I will give and tell you exactly how many people there are. But they were counted one by one. They were counted for little babies. We, Bnei Israel, we had to give Machzit HaShekel. There must be a difference between Ligah and Shel Melech. The idea is when you count people individually and that bought a Magefa, that bought devil in the time of David HaMelech. David HaMelech counted the Jewish people and people, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. A Magefa came to Am Yisrael. Why? Because he counted. When you count people individually, then I'm something, I'm a number, I'm worth something. And you start thinking of yourself more than what's a Kosh Midas Adin you bring on yourself. The concept of Ayin Hara is when we go showing off or we go being a bit loud on things which we're not really there. We're not really worthy and deserving. And that's how someone else can affect us with Ayin Hara. En lecha davar yafe min hatzniut. So important. Susceptible in these times. Yeah, we have to hide away a little bit. All these grand, going out on holidays, going out on big fancy, this, driving this, work out. A little bit, en lecha davar yafe min hatzniut. Ayin Hara shoilet, the big man gave us. So maybe, Rabbi Miller writes it even for, even by Torah it's like that. We see nishtabra luchos. It has a nezik even if you do big balagan and big noise over Torah. People will argue, but cover the Torah, but it's encouraging. There's always good. There's always good. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying. There's a lot of good come out of it. A lot of cover the Torah, a lot of it, but still, there is something there which is a competition who can make a bigger seal, who can get more people, who can make this, and who can make more noise. It's good. There's good in it, beneficial. I don't know how many people start learning that for me. Some people thought it's a great thing. En lecha davar yafe min hatzniut. A bit of tzniut. That can help us a little bit in such times. Anyway, just sharing with you, if anybody's got a better pshat on what's pshat here by Nishtabro Aluchos, but it wasn't even us making, so maybe Am Yisrael were not really up to the mile of Naseh v'Nishma when they came on Mitzrayim. They were artificially, Pesach Meloshon Diluk, Kodesh Baruch was Medaleg Alehari, really took the Jewish people into levels which they weren't really in. They were not on that level really. So maybe people felt that, oh, wow, this is all happening because we are worthy. So much Ayin Hara Sholet Bahem. That's a share. So now, I'd like to discuss with you something a little bit which is more panic. People are shopping. It's a bit of Benodam L'Chaveru there. It's a bit hard because when it comes to for survival, then people, yeah? You empty out the shelves thinking you're going to live for 120 years, no less. And, no, I'm not going into that subject. We're not learning Choshe Mishpat now, yeah? But one thing which a bit troubled me, and maybe it's relevant to generally the concept of selling chometz, is the idea of deliberately purchasing chometz within 30 days before Pesach, knowing that you're buying it in order to store it for after Pesach. Yeah? Don't panic. Bezra Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, the same way it came, this will leave us. As quick as it came, it's quick as it'll leave. Bezra Hashem. It'll happen. Right. We have to just have Fina Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel it. That's it. You've proven to us that no one can help us other than you. They're talking about the earlier, 1 year take to for the vaccination or any this 1 year, they already know how long it'll take them to... Bekitzer, no one can bring solutions as quickly. So let's... Bezer Hashem. So the concept of Mechiras Chometz, maybe you should discuss here. We all know there's a famous Tesefta. And the Tesefta brings in Psochim, it's put in the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it. But it's brought down slightly different and different to Shainim, which is big nafkamina to us. But the Lechatchila, the concept of selling Chometz to a Goy, is the Lechatchila or is the situation of Bedi Eved? The story was that the Tesefta brings, there were people traveling on a boat. Israel v'nochishayu ba'im b'svina. That's what the Tesefta brings. And the Jew had chometz. He's going to sell overseas, and he's taking a lot of chometz with him. Yeah? It's not talking about sandwiches. We're talking about chometz which he takes to sell overseas. And doesn't explain in the Tesefta whether intentionally he went to the boat or not. Yeah, knowing that it's going to take longer. But in those days, you never had a landing or getting to the shore date that you can confirm that you'll be by then. You sail, depend on the winds, depend on the days, depend where you're going and how you're stopping and how long you're stopping. Anyway, so they're stuck. So he tells the goy, he's allowed to, moichel and nochri, I'm adding on a little bit of spice to the Tesefta to understand where the Mechiras Chometz comes from, where it originates. You can sell it to the goy who's next to you at the boat. You tell him the Chometz is yours, let him buy it, purchase it, or he has got no money to give you. You give it b'matana gemura. You give it as a gift to the goy. And after Pesach, choyze b'lekeach. No? Now, there is a girsa, ubilvad sheitnol of matona gemura. The Meir and the Ritva hold that from the words of the Tesefta, hayubayim b'sfina, it's mash metzol ediyeved. It's not a lechatchila situation. It's not people purchasing to sell, it's definitely not that. He's stuck! He's got nothing better to do, what can he do? So you don't want him to make a big loss, sell it! And they have a gilsa which says, Ubilvad shelo yarim. You shouldn't do harama. What is the harama? Says the Ritva. Says the Meiri. What's the harama? Meiri says, Vishen Ram Amram Gong. What's the harama you can have in such a thing? He says, if you repeat this year after year. So according to them, you can't lechatchila get into this situation. You should try and avoid it. It's just, it's a one off. You went on a boat, you need to do business, you went, you traveled, you said, you went a bit too late. But Ubilvad shelo yarim, that the Tesefta gives a clear t'nai that you should do the Roshan is, Sharomim choizal ze kol shana kansina le, says the Ritva. Make a knas. And it's also, and it's similar to Chometz shel nochri, Chometz shel Yisrael hamufkot biyad goy. And he writes, the Ritva writes, v'chen kosa b'Yushalmi. I don't know where this Yushalmi is, but the Yushalmi writes like that. However, Halacha Lemaaseh, Shulchan Aruch didn't bring the notion of Boim B'Sfina. And the reason for that is, we've got Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Tumas Adeshen, which don't either the interpret of Bilvad Shel Yarim differently, or the whole there wasn't in Gis and the Tesefta at all. Which you can sell. We're not warned in any of our Rama. Well, what are we going to say about Pshat about Boim B'Sfina? It's trying to tell you, even by Misfina, you're definitely going to buy it back from him. You're going to definitely, there's Chizush of Tesefta's, even if you're going in Misfina, no, he's not going to use it. He's going to give it back to you. He's going to sell it back. Even then you can do it. So it's Ule Lechatchila, seemingly. So what's Ubilvad Shelo Yarim? The Rabbeinu Manoach Tezav Begis, Ubilvad Shelo Yarim. He says, Ubilvad Shelo Yarim, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, to give any tnoim, any conditions to the Mechira, or to the Matana. That's Harama. To tell him, you know what, I'm selling it to you on condition. You mustn't put any indication of conditions because that will be called Harama. So according to them, and according to Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lemaaseh, seems to be, there's no problem. Rabbeinu Manoach hands on another. What's Ubilvad Shelo Yarim? That you will take, the Goy will take the Chometz from your Rishus, out of your Rishus, into his Rishus. Otherwise, says Rabbeinu Manoach, it's called Harama. So according to Rabbeinu Manoach, if they don't actually store, the goy doesn't take it away from your home when you sell your chometz every year. Even though you can do it, according to Shulchan Aruch, seems to be there's no, even lechatchila, you can sell chometz, yeah? But the chometz has to leave your home. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. He brings it. That's why he says, Nochri shemechutz labayit. And Nochri, if not, is living with you, because otherwise the chometz will remain by you. You have to take it out of your possession to take it to some kind of storage which belongs to him. So that's called aroma if you don't do that. So the Tisefta Sabid Vachala Yarim is part of the aroma is to make sure, there shouldn't be aroma, that to make sure you eliminate it from your reshus. Take it away from your reshus.
You rent him the room.
Huh?
You rent him the room.
Oh. He's got a solution. I rent him a room. For what must you rent the room? What happens if you rent a room for a goy just to store chometz? Is that called benefiting from chometz on Pesach? He won't rent it from me otherwise. Anyway, before we get to this question, I'm just trying to confuse you. But the Bach says what he's saying. The Bach says what he's saying. The Bach had a situation where people, the main business of the Jewish business in those days was whiskey, a beer, and all yain saraf. And they used to make out of chometz. Huh? Whatever. Yeah, so they used to make this drink, and that was the main business, and they had to sell it, otherwise they had a big, big hefset. And he says, now to take away that from the house and store it somewhere else, I'm shaking, no goy will want to even get involved in such a thing. Yeah, so comes the Bach and says, you can rent the place where the chometz is, and that'll be sufficient to be called as if I've done what the Truma Sedeshen requires me to do, or Rabbi Yerucham seems to tell me to do, to take it away from the house.
What's wrong with that?
Hmm?
So what's wrong with that?
I'll tell you what's wrong. Nothing wrong with that, but there's a bit of discussion about the Bach Seter. There's the Elia Rabba, which Elia Rabba claims, Tainas, that the Bach Seter is only given for people who trade in this. They've got a big financial situation that they have to. It's not practical. But for us simple people who buy a bottle here, a bottle there, a few packets here, a few packets there, says Elia Rabba, you can't. You can't do that. The Bach was referring only to the big people who are trading, but the Lekuchas, they want to take the loss of the Elia Rabba. I think the loss of the Elia Rabba is לא יתינו לחתחיל לחדר למכוחם צגומו אלא מי שעשור דחוק עלה. So there's two reasons given to the Elia Rabba to why he's machme. And that maybe enough committed to us, to what we're discussing, people who intentionally are buying quantities of chometz now before Pesach because they're panicking about what might happen. So they are buying a das to sell it. It's not that they're trading and they have to don't know how much they have to buy and then they finish before Pesach. So therefore sometimes they're left with quantities and they go, but what's going on here? It's not similar. But let's see. The some say that the reason of the Elia Rabba is because the Bach's hete of selling a place, because you're deliberately saying only for chometz, just for him to use it for chometz, it was only done in a situation where if you won't allow him, there's a chashash that he might not even sell the chometz. Odom bohul al mamoina. We don't know what it means. We are far from this. But some people are bahul. Bahulim. Yeah? I don't know how it was.
Not so far.
Not so far. But people go mishiga over the money. They panic. And therefore there's a chance that if Chazal won't let him do this haroma, because he calls this a proper haroma, so she should be included in what the Brisa says, says. But they had to allow it, the Bach had to allow it, because if you won't allow him such an haroma, he'll come to Khalil and not sell his chometz. That's what one of the Mefarshim writes. The Chayyodim has a different cheshbon.
What's wrong anyway with renting out the place where the chometz is?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Whether you can rent out just the place and not take it out of your house.
Why
We're talking about that.
Yeah, but why not?
So I just explained. Because they consider that as if, first of all, the fact that you keep it, and by the way, we don't charge the goy for the full price of the chometz. He gives a down payment. Yeah, no goy has the money to pay anywhere near. Yeah, not, especially not the goy we choose to sell the chometz to. Yeah. Poorest of the poorest. He comes from a few pints of beer, he comes. So he hasn't got money even to give the down payment. So the rov has to give him a little bit of money, so he gives that the down payment. So think about what's happening here. People are storing the chometz in their houses. Some people get a feeling, even if the goy will decide to take, oh, I'm holding it back because he owes me the money. So he's kind of holding it as a mashkon. And that becomes a problem. Yeah, to store a mashkon of a goy on Pesach becomes a problem of Bal Yeroeh. So it's not that straightforward. It becomes a... The Bach allowed it because of a situation of, you know what, let's forego the union of Aroma in order to protect for the bigger Isser. Oh, that's what they hold. So when they imply, halacha lemaaseh, you're right, we do sell chometz. I'm just creating the discussion that after the shiur, continue discussing this further. There's a chayodim which says something different. The chayodim says, the reason why you shouldn't do this lechatchil is not because there's an issue in the sale at all. Not at all. You give him the place, everything is fine. It's as if you're taking it out. Chayodim tells that you are not fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. Big chidush. He says, for tashbisu, you have to do an action. You can be mashbis b'chol dom. You can sell it to a goy, throw it, mefarah b'zorah l'ruach, burn it. There's many ways. But if you just passively be mekayim, you know, mekayim tashbisu, it just stays there. You just be mafkir the iser chometz. Chidush, you have to, not of analyzing, in Nishma Sodom, have a look at it. Not in Chayodim, in Nishma Sodom, he discusses in length. And he tells us that this is a way of passively not being over on the iser of chometz. But you're not actively doing the mitzvah of tashbisu. Because you haven't moved the chometz anyway. Big chiddush, the Chayodim says. So according to him, that's why the Bach said only in situations where you have to and you've got many. So the issue is not so, we're not talking about severe problems of aroma here. We talk about the issue of tashbisu, which is an important issue. I think if people panic, and if people are concerned, it could get to the situation of the Bach. The people of Mamush are worried about this. But I get this feeling that if people are really attached to the chometz, they'll no way agree to the goy to come in the middle of Pesach and take even one packet of spaghetti from his storage. And then you're showing virus on it. So be very careful in this. So maybe this year, which we will have this story, maybe we should be particular to get it out of the house. Put it somewhere where the goy has access freely. Like you should remove yourself a little bit from the chometz. Anyway, these are ideas for discussion. Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. Discuss a little bit of Pesach. No, let's connect it to the Inyan of the Yom. And Shai says, but Ezra Hashem, no. Just want to say this. Zohar HaKodesh, which Parshas Vayera. Very powerful. And you all know about it. It's been going around about Pitu Maktoris. As far as they say Pitu Maktoris, they have the opportunity to have. Yeah? Twice in Shachris, or by Mincha, and always complain. And that's why we lose out on so many congregants. They go and dumb Ben Ashkenazim. They ashrei and out of chick chak. 10 minutes you're out of Mincha. Man, Shemichut, Batach Eliyahu, Manitzeh, now at this time, I think the people should be mitchazek on the Indian. Says the priest, Eliyahu Pinchas, in the Zohar, Pinchas, met Eliyahu Anovi. And he asked him, tell me something productive, something which I can share with people, and will be beneficial to people in this world. So he says, at times of Magefa, there's a bris, there's a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we go through the Pitu Maktoir slowly, it says Bebate Knesiot uBebate Midrashot. If the Jewish people will get together and Bate Knesiot and Bate Midrashot and say Pitu Maktoir, it says Mavet, death will be removed from them. As I state, try it. But now they're telling us we can't congregate. That'd be a bit of a problem. Says, but take this off the middle. So let's hop around before they start any stupidities and we do it straight away. Yeah, because otherwise we have to keep to what the advisors. We can't start being a Bechachum. They're experts. We have to rely on the. By the way, you should know, it bugged me. I went through all the sugyas of Shoyim Pesoyim Hashem to try and know to what extent must I listen to these people. There's a limit. And there's. I remember now 4 to 5 sugyas in Shas. Some of the repetitive, so I'm saying 4 to 5 different cases in Shas. Yeah? Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Yevomus twice. Yeah, beginning of David Beis, the Gemara that talks about Ektana being Meshamesh Bemoch, and then it talks at the end about doing Bris Mila Beyoyim at the Iba. And it says, all that says, Shemi Pesayim Hashem. Or the Gemara in Nida talks about a woman, Tashmish after Tishim Yoyim. It says, I mean, I had the one Tishim Yoyim, Shemi Pesayim Hashem. Different situation. You go through the sugya yourself. At what point do we say enough? Shem, same Hashem. Let's learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to stop doing anything? Sit at home and do nothing? At what point? It's difficult. The Gemara discusses this. You go through the sugya. I saw Rabbi Chonam Wasserman Kovitz Shiuri in Ksuvas Ot Kuf Lamed Vav. Rabbi Chonam Wasserman brings it. There's a Gemara also talks about Avodah Zarah by eating Teinim. Figs and grapes at night when you can't see whether the snake has put poison in it. There's a bit, you know, it's Hashem, same Hashem. So Mechonon Vassaman asks this question. I was really excited when I saw the question. He says, well, what's the difference? Why is Hashem, same when it comes to Shabbos? You mean a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh, and Mechal El Shabbos? Why don't we say Hashem, same Hashem? Go Hashash, Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say Hashem, same Hashem. You stand, that's what you're telling me. There's a Hashash, Pikuach Nefesh, you're telling me Hashem, same Hashem. So why is Shabbos it's only, we know Allah Maisim Shabbos? We have a Khalif Shabbos, you know Khashash Bikuach Nefesh? Good question. I was excited, but I wasn't happy with the answer. It didn't solve the problem, but he said something. The Loshon, I wrote it here. I shouldn't forget it. V'tzichim lo imam. De'en ha'adam chayav leimana miminak derech eretz. What's minak derech eretz? Huh? What's minak derech eretz? I don't know, I'm lost. Umimela have a keilu and beyond the lishma satzmo. It's not in his hands. Ve'az nishmar mina shamayim. Kosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Aval heicha shebeyodo leizayir eino bichlal pesoyim. When you've got an ability to protect yourself, you're not cool. You can't say shami pesoyim Hashem. Ve'im lo yishmar yetzatzmo yumitchayev benafsho. Ve'lo yehem meshuma mina shamayim. Interesting. No? But at what point? I'm still lost. Well, look at the Rabbi Chonam and Kovitz Shiurim, Otkuf, Lamedam, and Ksuvas, and have a look, try and analyze, and try and see where do we draw a line on all this balagam which is going on. But Be'ezer Hashem, by the time comes to Pesach, we'll have a Geula, not only from Geulas Mitzrayim, which we had, we'll have a Geula Shlima, Be'ezer Hashem, Bimera, Be'amenu, Amen.